Little did Abu Talib know that the nephew he raised, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, was about to change the world forever. For at that time, at the age of 40, he was climbing toward a cave outside the city to be alone, to pray and ponder. He was troubled by all the injustice of Mecca. Slavery, the mistreatment of women, greed, gambling, the sacrificing of babies, and the reliance on idol gods made of wood and stone. Not the one God of Abraham, Moses, and Jesus.
And those are the sounds of the animated depiction of the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from a 2002 animation directed by Richard Rich, a cartoon for young people to watch. And we're joined on the line now by Muazzam Mira, our resident film reviewer, to talk to us about this. Assalamu alaikum, Muazzam.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you doing? Happy Rabi al Mubarak to you, brother.
Mubarak to you as well. And I think that's the reason why we want to look at this particular theme, which is the life of the Prophet ﷺ, because of the month that we are currently in.
Definitely, we've had a slight hiatus with our reviews. I think you went off into examinations as well, but alhamdulillah, it's a blessed topic to return on.
So tell us about this film. It's 90 minutes, and it's a testament of a collaboration between a former Disney animation director, as I said, and a Middle Eastern businessman eager to break into the movie business.
I think it's a beautiful movie, CD. I think was it last Rabi al-Awwal, we discussed the famous The Message. Mm-hmm. And I think that as far as an animation can go, this film probably captures the seerah probably even better than The Message does in terms of the content that the movie takes in. I know, of course, an animation animations tend to be cheaper, and if I'm not to produce, so essentially you could shoot larger battle scenes, for instance, or have more elaborate looking costumes, but it wouldn't really cost too much and or take too long to produce, because of course as a cartoon it's sort of easier to draw. But speaking of the production value, subhanAllah, the movie, I mean, for the funding that it had, it was beautifully drawn. I think this was, I could be mistaken, but I think this was back when handheld animation was still around. So it's not a 3D animation the likes of Pixar and DreamWorks are producing these days, but it's still fantastic. I think that there are certain scenes where they do utilize 3D animation, but sparingly, but it's still done very effectively. The voice acting is also done very lovely. I mean, it certainly is a children's film, suggesting from the way the voice acting is done. It can come across a bit cartoonish to a mature audience, but the acting, the sort of the voices the character has, so if a character is perhaps a very pious man, or perhaps one of the one of the persecutors during the persecution period in Mecca, he has perhaps a very mean sounding voice. So it really does resonate well with children. It really hits home well, really well with children, especially within its runtime. Like in some parts, the film does feel like it's paced too quickly. But you have to understand, the things that this film touches on are phenomenal. There's the period before the revelation, there's the revelation period, and one beautiful thing that this film does is, like The Message, I mean, the body of the Prophet ﷺ is never depicted, but what The Message did, and which was something very groundbreaking and phenomenal at that time, and still is that in scenes where it had to perhaps been very difficult not to have the Prophet ﷺ within the scene, they showed the whole scene from his beloved perspective. So for instance, if somebody was talking directly into the camera, the illusion that is given is that he's speaking to our beloved messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this film takes that concept and heightens it, because essentially on an animation it's easier to do, because it's they don't need to worry about tricky camera shots. So one very beautiful scene that was not done in The Message, perhaps because of the, again, difficulty in production, is the scene of revelation when the Prophet sees the angel Gabriel on the horizon, and he runs down the mountain to seek refuge at home. And this scene is shot well, it's not shot, rather, but it's animated very beautifully in the film, and it almost gives you a sense of what, you know, the trauma and the, well, I wouldn't want to say trauma, but the fear and the awe that he sort of must have been experiencing as you rush down this rushed out of the cave and down the mountain, seeing the angel wherever he looked, and I think that was done marvelously. And just to talk a bit about the things that are touched on in this film, even though it's an animation, they depict the Battle of Badr, Uhud, the Battle of Al-Handak. They depict the Fath al-Makkah. They depict the years of persecution as well, including the embargo on Banu Hashim and the embargo put up in the Kaaba. They depict the migration to Abyssinia. There's essentially almost you could say almost everything in the seerah that can be touched on, that can be even sure that perhaps children could understand, are shown in this movie. And the film doesn't shy away from some of the more scary, some of the more dark aspects events during the seerah, the sad ones, but it depicts it in a very beautiful way, so that it would leave a lasting impact on children. But at the same time, it's not something that's too difficult for them to swallow. So I really think it's a fantastic way. Growing up, I know as in most Muslim households, you're growing up, your bedtime stories of the seerah, and it's usually sort of in a very simplified narrative so that children can swallow it. But I think that this cartoon movie would leave a fantastic impression on children, because the first time I saw this film, I was probably about 17, and it left me with tears in my eyes in certain scenes. So I think that, you know, it's a phenomenal movie, not just for children, but I think for elders to appreciate as well, from the perspective of art, from the perspective of the beautiful soundtrack that they use, the perspective of the voice acting. I think it's lovely. It's very well done. And I think that, I just wish that I never followed through what happened with the collaboration between the director and the financer. But I could have only wished that more such projects would have been produced. A lot of people don't know about this movie, and I think it's in the public domain. If I'm not wrong, it is in the public domain. You can watch it on YouTube. But I only wish that we have phenomenal Muslim creatives in the world right now, and creating an animation isn't very difficult. Funding it and financing it might be a bit harder, but in terms of producing the film, it's far, 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 far easier than producing a live-action movie. And as such, we can pop out more animations of this caliber of not just the seerah, but of perhaps even the stories of the Sahaba or the stories of the Salihin. And I think it'll be a fantastic way to teach our Islamic heritage and legacy to children. And I really think that children can swallow some of these big concepts when you teach it to them in a creative way. This film certainly does depict that. It shows the times of Jahiliyyah in a very, non-adulterated setting, like in all the terrible things of the slavery and all the sort of tribal system is all depicted, and children can understand these things if it's taught to them in a way that's palatable and a way that at the same time doesn't compromise. And I think that this is definitely something that we should look into in the age of television programs and Netflix. This is something that we could get our children into, rather than the Disney movies, which all have subliminal messages and other tricks of the shayateen.
So we'll leave the link for the YouTube video of this film on our Facebook page, along with this review itself, so that people can play it for the young ones, and of course can watch it as well. I think very importantly, if we're looking at this philosophically, that's the point of these film review segments, is to give you an idea of the film that you're about to watch, or perhaps you've watched this film or another film that we've reviewed, and to perhaps look at it from a different angle. What is its educational value, or what is its value with regards to the impact that it's had on society. Why has it had that impact? And also with regards to what I've picked up from this particular animation was that more than just the informational aspect of the Sirah, it's really looked at a way of educating young ones and children with regards to the ontological philosophies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teachings, the emotional intelligence, in other words, because at the end of the movie, this young girl, which is really a very interesting way of pedagogy of how to teach children of having this idealistic character, and then you know, this father and daughter relationship that we see between Shiham and Malik, and at the end she offers her little goat to the stranger coming into Mecca, teaching her how to actually implement the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are really good examples of what Imam al-Ghazali called ilm al-nubuwa, as opposed to the study of Sirah, which is a furu science as compared to an essential usuli science of ilm al-nubuwa.
Certainly, and I think that teaching these things to children from the perspective of children is very effective, because they can visualize it. One thing I really love about the Al-Ghazali for Children project, I think that there was Aisha Gray Henry, the editor behind it, behind the publishing house, was in Cape Town recently, if I'm not wrong. I'm not in Cape Town, so I mean, I wouldn't know, but I attended a talk that she gave when I was in Birmingham a couple of months ago, and what I really found fascinating about it is just how children began implementing these lessons that they learned. So she spoke about after a young child in Pakistan reading one of these books, or being read to by one of these books, where there's visualized images of children implementing the prophetic character. Children start imitating, and literally, because at a very young age, children are copycats, and a video surfaced and it became viral of a little girl sort of teaching her little dolls to share among each other, because she it was taught to her in one of the Ghazali for Children books. And I really think that this visual learning is something that we should really sort of implement fairly, and it's something that's always been a part of our tradition, and I think that it's something that we need to rekindle. How we can creatively teach young children about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because I mean, unlike other traditions, we cannot depict the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any physical form, and so we have to really make the Sirah come to life, so that children can perhaps be able to understand what it meant to be persecuted in the desert, or what it meant to worship an idol of wood or stone that couldn't really fend for itself, much less help others. And that's why I really think that we should be supporting programs like this. And I really urge Rabiul Awwal is a time for everybody to reflect on the Sirah, read the Sirah, and reflect on our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I really do recommend parents, or young people listening to this show, if they have any younger siblings, or even if you don't have any younger siblings, to check out this animation, this beautiful animation, and support such projects. I mean, between 2002 and 2018, the only other project that was released was the animation on Sayyidina Bilal. And I feel that between now and then, on a large scale rather, because others may have been released on a smaller scale, but I just think that between now and then, more should have been done to make religious epics into animations for Muslims. And I just hope that if there's any creatives out there, they might get a brainwave from this review, inshallah.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, the Ghazali Children's Project, it's basically a hands-on curriculum and activities, etc., that is designed for children based on the footy books of arguably the greatest scholar of our tradition, Muslim history, who was known as the proof of Islam, Hujjat al-Islam, Imam al-Ghazali. Ghazali, and these some of his activities that we see, you can go check ghazalichildrens.org or fondsvitae.org. In fact, if you're in South Africa, baitalhikmah.co.za, you can find the books on there. And they've been implemented in more than 150 countries worldwide, and they've seen this rejuvenation of the spiritual life in children in a way that many people can attest to the lack of, that they've seen in terms of the madrasas that they grew up in generationally. And certainly these two things go together. So we almost have some sort of imperative to utilize these means of animations, of acting, etc., that the Ghazali Children Projects have done, and the various activities, in order to continue that barakah from generation to the next. It's really an interesting concept, don't you think, about that responsibility, Ma'azim? Because I was listening to the Imam Zaid Shaqir speak about the Sufi concept of madad. You know, a lot of people talk about that, and they say, they ask Allah to give us the support of the Prophet and his barakah, and that's what really everything we have currently as Muslims is a result of the efforts of those who came before us. So what are we actually leaving to those who are coming after us?
Definitely. You know, we don't want to be just consumers. I mean, in this age of consumption, we also want to be, I hate to say this, but influencers. I know that nowadays there's influencers all over, you know, Instagram and, Facebook and, YouTube. But, I mean, are we really influencing? Well, do we really want to, do we really hope that the influence we're leaving behind is positive? And, look at the beautiful contributions that the scholars of the past made, that we're finding ways to sort of repackage and revitalize their lessons all these hundreds of years later.
Absolutely. Well, we just want to play this clip as well from the animation itself. Of course, you want to look at the visuals. The link is on our Facebook page. But shukran so much, Ma'azim, and all the best to you. We look forward to our next film review.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
We are ready. Messenger of God.
On to Mecca!